Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I don't think the VIPs will be back for a while. They're going to be chowing down for a good long while at Blondie's barbecue. It really is fantastic. Someone said, is it Western North Carolina good or Eastern North Carolina good? Well, I said to them, I said, it tastes more like Piedmont, which is Western. Lexington barbecue, they call it. And that doesn't have any tomato in it. And he said it seems like more like Eastern, but there's no tomato except for on the sandwiches. So you know, whatever it is, it's kind of a combination, but I'd say more Lexington than Eastern. 844-500-4242. 508, not sure I would be highlighting quiche skills if I'm opening a barbecue joint. He's versatile. He's a two-way player. and the desserts are amazing too. Anyway, it's a really great place, Blondie's. Check it out in Walpole at the old Red Wing Diner. It's on Route 1 South, about a mile north of Patriot Place. 844-500-4242. 617 says, I'm stunned that Keith Richards outlived Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, it's the old joke. Who would have ever thought Ozzy Osbourne would die before Keith Richards? All right, 844-500-4242. We're starting to expand on social media because it's the common thing, and we're hep. We got to stay hep in this business. So you can follow me now on Instagram or TikTok at Howie Carr Radio Network. Howie Carr Radio Network. You'll enjoy some very funny reels. We're doing pretty well. Chloe is doing a great job on these reels, and she's getting great results. And if you want to say these are great reels, Howie, feel free to do so, or you can let Chloe know. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to take a couple of calls here. Guy's been hanging on for a while. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. I just listened to, you had the protesters outside of Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
On. And, you know, they're not your average Joe. They don't take the day off and go protest. They're crowdfunded. Their mental health. I was just down in D.C. and I walked through this huge thing. People wouldn't let us talk to them. People wouldn't let us ask them why they're there. They couldn't even tell us when we could get to them why they were there.
Yeah, so I follow Powerline Blog, and they're out of Minneapolis. John Heinderacker and Scott Johnson and those guys. And one of them said once, Bill, that Scott Johnson, I think it was, he was at this thing and there was a protest and he was talking to a cop. And the cop said, hey, maybe you don't know this. You don't go to enough of these protests. He says, it's almost 4 o'clock. They'll all leave right at 4 o'clock. And sure enough, Bill, they all left at 4 o'clock. And Scott Johnson said, how did you know they were going to leave? And he said, they're paid by the hour. The hour was over, so they were leaving. You know, that's the way it is.
Carl Higbee, that's his business. He gets crowds to do this.
Yeah. What do they call it? Astroturfing a crowd? That's what I think that's the phrase, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and it's too bad because they get all the media attention when they don't even know why they're there.
Yeah. I didn't listen to what Colbert said to Trump. I mean, you talk about, peak Trump derangement syndrome, cut 17.
Friday, Donald Trump posted, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings.
How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
like it's Trump's fault. Like it's Trump's fault. He sucked. Sometimes, dear Brutus, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we have rotten ratings. Who's making $20 million a year? $20 million a year for a show nobody watched and nobody will miss. The only bad thing about it is it's going to make it harder for him to get rid of Fallon and Kimmel now. You know, this is just like it's going to be harder to shut down 60 Minutes because they've been complaining and claiming they're victims. And you know they're not. 844-500-4242. I was on Mark Simone's show yesterday, and we were talking about 60 Minutes. And he said, you know, it may survive for a while, but what they've done is really cut the budget. And he said, you know, it's like in the old days, they would be going like to the Himalayas. Like, remember Dan Rather went to embed with the Taliban against Russia? They called him Gunga Dan instead of Gunga Din, Gunga Dan. They would never do that now. It's all just whoever. Are you a Democrat operative? Do you dislike Trump? Yes. We'll send the camera crew right over. No, on second thought, you come down to our studios and meet us there. And no, we won't reimburse you for car fare or for your Uber, but we'll put you on TV and 300,000 or 400,000 people will see you. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Next time you're talking about whether you should go after Obama, there's something that in history that's apt when Richard Nixon, resigned from his presidency because he started the Watergate burglary. Gerald Ford had to pardon him.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton was up in arms about it. And Attorney General Mitchell went to prison.
He did, yes. A lot of them went to prison. So, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, John Dean, a whole bunch.
There is precedent.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to say. It belongs in a conversation.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, I mean, Watergate, it was a big deal at the time. And it was good entertainment in a different way than, say, the Karen Reed trial was. You know, you had to get to a TV set and, you know, there were set hours and there was no social media. But it took up a lot of people's days. You know, when I used to work in Maine, I was always looking forward to my day off because I'd spend the day watching the Senate hearings. But the Watergate scandal itself was infinitesimal compared to what they've been talking about or what we've been dealing with for the last 10 years. It's just such a nothing event. You know, it was a cover up. That's all it was of what Nixon called it, a third rate burglary. That's all it was. And they ran him out of office, and it was just it was the first time the deep state. Well, no, it wasn't the first time. John F. Kennedy was the first time the deep state removed the president, in my opinion. But it was the first time they ever removed them, in an overt manner rather than a covert manner. So if they're going to blame Trump for Colbert being canceled, 603 says, I'm going to blame Joe Biden for CNN Plus getting canceled. As somebody else said, this is like blaming Jimmy Carter for Welcome Back Kotter being canceled. Or how about, you know, Gilligan's Island had great numbers and it got canceled. LBJ. LBJ did it. There's no question about it. Late Night is out. It is. Late Night is out. Rush would say, follow the money. The four-eyed maggot was losing $40 million a year. Yeah, I know. I heard some guy today. I didn't get what show it was on, so I can't get it for you. But he was saying, well, you know, of course it was losing money, but all these shows make money. Huh? How does that know if these are the guys who are the bookkeepers for the networks? No wonder they're going belly up. 844-500-4242. Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better than ever? It's this July, guess who's back and better than ever? Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic. I'm holding it in my hands. This is the new return model, now packing active noise cancellation. Who's ready for the return of their favorite everyday earbuds? They are the perfect way to tune out all the news around you and tune in to something great. The latest version of Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic now features active noise cancellation. That's the one thing they were missing. Now they have it. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, and your Raycons will never leave your ears. I'm always wearing mine. As soon as I get up and go for my walk in the morning, I have them plugged in, so I'm not bothering anybody else out on the path, the brook path, and I wear them when I'm home. When Roscoe's around, I wear them when I'm walking him in the morning and the evening. I'll be wearing them when I'm down on the Cape in about 2 weeks. They're always great. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know for half the price. Half the price. Don't believe me? Check out their tens of thousands of five-star reviews. I really enjoy them. My wife and I don't share the same musical taste, so this makes it easy for us to both have our own favorite tunes and not bother anybody else. I'm sure you have the same kind of musical problems if you're in the car or wherever. You don't have to worry anymore with Raycon Everyday Earbuds Classic. An icon returns. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic, already half the price of other premium brands, and now you get 20% off with slash Howie. Right now, Raycon is offering 20% off their Everyday Earbuds Classic. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Sponsored by Raycon. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming for the next 45 minutes?
To quote Gore Vidal, no talent is not enough. So that's the lesson of Stephen Colbert. Another Gore Vidal statement comes to mind. When Truman Capote died at age 59, good career move. No, and one final one. For the passing of Stephen Colbert. It is not enough to succeed. Others must fail. Somehow, why am I thinking of all those things as I contemplate the passing of Stephen Colbert? Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is President Trump said today that Obama committed treason by trying to lead a coup against him after he won the 2016 election. Do you agree? Yes, no, or it was terrible, but it wasn't treason.
I say yes.
87% say yes, 8% say it was terrible, but it wasn't treason, and 6% say no.
The texters are calling in talking about the presidents. They're still angry for canceling certain TV shows. Sometimes they're getting the time frame mixed up, but I understand. Jimmy Carter had the sale of Farrah Fawcett posters canceled, says 702. another one. Gerald Ford had I Dream of Jeannie canceled. No, I think that was Nixon probably had I Dream of Jeannie. Never forgave Nixon for canceling Hee Haw. That was Reagan who canceled Hee Haw. Jimmy Carter had the Brady Bunch bounced. And the worst, though, of course, is LBJ had F Troop canceled. He thought it was bad for the Vietnam War effort. You know, it was hurting morale. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Howie, first time, long time.
Thank you.
To reiterate a previous caller's comments on Letitia James and Adam Schiff, Howie, they are clearly committing mortgage fraud.
Right.
It's not even a close call. The documents are there.
Right. And it says you're signing this under pains and penalties of perjury. And they make you initial every page just to show that you knew what you were reading, just to pretend that you know, but it's legally binding that you knew what you were signing. And they're both purported lawyers, Pat.
Yes, and Adam says he has two. How do you simultaneously have two primary residences? It's not possible. No. So I mean, that goes to federal tax fraud, state tax fraud, real estate taxes that's on the local end of it, and
bank fraud. I believe that's a federal offense too. Bank fraud, isn't it? Because they all have federal insurance. Yeah, and you know the thing is too, what they do sometimes when you have to make payments. I've seen them do this in corruption cases with like fake pensions. So if you get if you get 3 years worth of phony pensions because you faked your disability, they'll charge you with 36 counts of mail fraud or wire fraud usually. And then they say, and you know, I always would go out at when I was doing TV, I go, if convicted, the former City Hall operator could get 180 years in prison. Back to you, Tom. And I, one time I did that, the wife came up to me in the courtroom the next day and said, please, I can't take it anymore. I can't hear you. I can't stand you saying 180 years every night on live TV. So I knocked it off for one night. Then I went back to it. It was too good. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, I'm sitting here driving down the road thinking of, you know, back when you first ran for a president. And then we had the Pfizer warrants and the tapping of his offices. And they went after Flynn. They destroyed him. They've gone after the writer there, Stone. They destroyed
Roger
him.
Roger Stone.
Then they went to Mar-a-Lago, and it was shoot to kill on site,
right,
with CNN on their tails. I mean, I, these Democrats have tried to impeach him. They've tried to discredit him. They brought him up on fraud charges. They've done everything to destroy anybody around him that's connected to a conservative movement. And you name one Democrat that we have done this to, one Democrat president that we have tried to do this to.
They did it to the, Mike, they did it to the Democrats who stepped out of line. They did it to Adams. They did it to Menendez. I mean, they're both crooked, but they never would have gone after him if they'd towed the line. They did it to Cuellar down in Texas because he wanted a secure border. You're right. They just go after anybody that steps off the reservation. Wire fraud. That's always been a good one. I don't think there is too much mail fraud anymore because they don't mail too many checks. But you still got wire fraud. 5 years, every count. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-5400. 402-42-508. Any chance Mr. Frosty got a primary residence mortgage on his place in Chevy Chase? That's a, that is a, that's a good question. On the other hand, he just turned 79, I think, last week. So by the time you brought him to trial, chances are he wouldn't be coming down for breakfast either. So maybe we should just give him a pass. I don't know. 339. Let me add some good news to this great day of bringing justice to former chief executives driving on Route 3 in Kingston past the Flophouse. That's the Flophouse where the Haitian that they didn't even know his real name raped the disabled girl, and then they cut the Democrat judge cut his bail to $500 and he fled to Brockton, and ICE had to pick him up. Another success story from a Healy hotel. I passed the Flophouse, several dumpsters out front, fully loaded with furniture. Apparently the guests have gone. The guests. Yes, the guests have gone. Let's face it, when Barry dies or Sleepy Joe dies, they will lay in state in the Capitol. All they will say is they were outstanding leaders. Yeah, they're not going to. I dare say this is not going to get any play tonight on the network newscast, which nobody watches. By the way, speaking of the Healy hotels, Brian Shortsley, one of the Republican candidates for governor, filed a public records request, Freedom of Information Act, to get the repair bills at the Clarion Hotel. That's probably the biggest one. It's 169 rooms in Taunton. And it's being vacated or is vacated now. And so he filed, and that, you know, they sent him back a one sheet. I've just posted it. I just tweeted it out. It's up there if you want to see it. You know what they're claiming? $30,000 in damages. Please. 169 Haitians in rooms. Probably 400 Haitians altogether for 2 years. They did $30,000 worth of damages. Right. 844-500-4242, 617. Even if none of Obama's minions go to jail, at least make them spend $500,000 on lawyers and screw up a year of their lives. Turnabout. Exactly. That's it. Turnabout is fair play, 617. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, any hotel suffering damages deserves what they got, and they've had full occupancy throughout COVID while nobody in business was renting their hotel rooms. But listen, where was the uproar when Christian Broadcasting Network canceled the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker show because they were expensive and they exposed themselves as Hippocratic windbags?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not making money, I mean, what do they think is going to happen? You know, if you want to look at his legacy, oh, he spoke truth to power. No, he was a Democrat stooge, and he took a viable, successful franchise. Think of David Letterman. You know, you may not like him. He went left in his later years, but he was a success. He made huge amounts of money for CBS. Just like, why do you think they never released the Hollywood Access tapes all those years? They just sat on them at NBC. Why? Because Donald Trump was the biggest money maker they had. They don't cancel you if you're making money. You know, it's kind of like in the NFL. I mean, if you're a winning quarterback, I don't mean just the number one, but I mean if you lead a playoff team, it's pretty hard to get suspended, isn't it? Just ask Ben Roethlisberger. I think he's just one that comes to mind off the top of my head. But if you're a losing quarterback, it's the same thing as having a TV show with no ratings. Why would they, and no ratings translates into no advertising. He was on social media. Guess what? It's like you make most of your money in newspapers, such as anyone makes money in newspapers, from the printed editions rather than the online edition. Same thing with TV. You got to make money on the broadcast part of it. That's where you make your dough. That's where you can pay the salaries of 200 people. They have 200 people on that show. And, you know, every time I drive by GBH, I think how overstaffed it is. That's nothing compared to Stephen Colbert with 200 people. 508, the Clarion in Taunton looks like a ghost town. The parking lot is overgrown with weeds. The place is beyond repair and has been abandoned. That used to be a place where you would go for, like, you know, a party if you were, you know, having a high school graduation, or maybe you'd have your bridal party if you were getting married, or your family was coming in for a wedding or a graduation. You could put them up there. They had a nice little pub, and the city of Taunton, you know, under state laws, got a certain amount of money out of every drink that was sold. And, you know, all that's gone now. All that's gone. And they say, oh, the Healy hotels cost the state $3 billion, closer to $4 billion, according to John Featherston, who we have on sometimes. But that doesn't take into account all the money that they have, that all these places, there were 130 of these flop houses, all the extra police protection. We know the Clarion because, you know, the mayor's a Republican, and, you know, we know Kelly Dooner, the state senator who was a city councilor, they bird dogged it pretty closely. They had police cars 24/7. Because there were so many 911 calls. You're telling me Taunton's the only city that had that? I don't think so. It cost the cities and towns so much money. How about all the money for the schools if there would have been going to gifted American students or to things like the band or fixing the baseball diamond or the basketball courts, and it all had to go to ESL. Classes for these people, and a lot of them were disciplinary problems, as you would expect. And it was a disaster. Everything was, think of what they did. Think of the shoplifting they did. It decimated the commercial districts around some of these places. Nobody wanted to go to a little diner if they knew that, you know, there were going to be some illegal aliens coming in and just, you know, abusing the help and screaming and yelling. 844-500-4242. Didn't Colbert make his bones doing a parody of Bill O'Reilly? I think so. You know, a lot of texters are saying the same thing that I said yesterday. The next time I see Stephen Colbert on TV will be the first time. And that goes back to Comedy Central days.
Oh my God. There's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
860. So Colbert needs writers to come up with insightful lines like, go bleep yourself. Remember all those shows had to go off the air when the writers went on strike? Because they couldn't come up with these pithy lines. 844-500. Did Stephen Colbert offer to take a pay cut? I don't believe he did. Did Jim Browdy ever volunteer to take a pay cut? He's now down to $344,000 a year on WGBH. Oh, that's right.
Barbaric.
They laid off the W. It's just GBH now. The call letters have suffered a 25% cutback, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. But, you know, he took a cut. Is he going to take an 8% cut? They've announced that the GBH is going to lose 8% of its budget now under the rescission package. I kind of doubt that Jim Browdy's going to take a pay cut. 844-500-4242. So someone just sent me this. I think this comes from somewhere on the internet. In the space of 3 hours, Hunter Biden gave step-by-step instructions on how to cook crack, trashed Nancy Pelosi and claimed that she secretly hates Kamala, told Nancy Pelosi's daughter to go bleep herself, said Joe Biden was strung out on Ambien during the Trump debate, blamed Obama, David Axelrod, Pod Save America, and George Clooney for staging a coup against his father, admitted his family relies on illegal alien slave labor, threatened to invade El Salvador to retrieve gang members, confessed the Russian disinformation laptop was his, claimed Israel allowed the October 7th attack to justify invading Gaza, argued crack is cleaner and safer than alcohol, defended cheating on his taxes. Howie, we have found Jasmine Crockett's 2028 running mate. I loved it yesterday. There were so many funny things he said, but one of them I thought was when he was talking, whites commit more crimes. Speak for yourself, Kemosabe. If you look up white privilege in the dictionary, there's a picture of Hunter, and he's naked, and he's holding a gun. And he's got a Ukrainian hooker on his lap. 844-500-4242. 617, will all those entertainment oligarchs like Kimmel, et cetera, be protesting anytime I'm laid off or fired from my job? I know. 201, my friend rented his three families to Section 8 housing. When he got them out, the building had to be raised. That's it. A Taunton cop made $500K last year, $350K in overtime. And we all know where he made it. He made it at the Clarion Hotel. I'm positive that's where he made it. I mean, think of all the money. Taunton's a working class town. They could have used the money to help people in the working class, Americans, working class Americans. Instead, it went to non-working class, non-Americans. All that money. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Who would want to go into a diner and have illegals walk in singing Everything Free in America?
Everything free in America.
I'm not saying I blame the people who didn't go in the diners anymore on Route 1 or wherever they are, Route 128 in Woburn, but it's just tough if you own the diner or you work in the diner. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher, this device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. Over 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
I would pick up the phone and call the president of El Salvador and say, you either send them back or I'm going to invade.
Whatever happened to why can't we just get along? I thought the Democrats were the party of peace.
And he said, you can be an 81-year-old Catholic from Scranton.
Yeah, he's a great Catholic. Oh, my God. Damn Trump, says 864. My leaf blower won't start. Is there anything he can't do? The protesters protesting to save Colbert's job are the same ones that were protesting to save their government jobs. How'd that one work out for them? That's why they have to go to work in the International Brotherhood of Protesters. George Soros, comma, business agent. And they get plenty of work. They get plenty of work. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. So listen, I'm 100% behind Donald. I call him my uncle. But I'm not necessarily worried, but I'm concerned with what might happen in China. And how far do you think our president will go as far as helping Taiwan? Not that it's going to happen, but, you know.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to deal with hypotheticals. I think China doesn't want to get into a war. They're in kind of a precarious position. Their economy is not in great shape, and they've destroyed themselves with the one baby policy. They have they're dealing with a demographic collapse. It's pretty hard to imagine they're losing population faster than Japan, or in percentages, or even they're right up there with South Korea in depopulating themselves. I don't think China's going to be a problem. And, you know, as long as we don't demilitarize and, you know, we don't have leaders that are basically taking bribes of one form or another, why didn't they ask Hunter, how much money did you get from the Red Chinese? How much of an investment fund did you set up? Do you still control that? Remember he said he was going to get rid of it. And then it turned out he didn't get rid of it. And somebody texted me and says, how come the interviewer didn't ask him about that $3.5 million that he got from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who was a close crony of Putin's? Well, you know, I would say that was corrupt of the interviewer, but knowing most of these interviewers, including the ones for the Alphabet networks, they're not exactly well-informed, you know? They're not talk show listeners. Let's put it that way. They get their news from TikTok and NPR and maybe the New York Times. 844-500-4242. 508, dear Hunter, as a white guy, please stay off my side.
He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high.
Uh, 603, in light of the DOJ staffer getting fired, this is the staffer who was married to the guy who was setting up the ICE apps, you know, let illegal alien gangbangers know so they could escape the ICE roundup squads. And in light of the DOJ staffer getting fired, when is it going to become public knowledge that Maggie Goodlander is married to Jake Sullivan? It is public knowledge, 603. It's just, again, the people who get their news from TikTok and NPR don't know it, but the rest of us know it. It keeps getting swept under the rug. It's just that, you know, we've got to continue breaking regime-controlled media. You know, I mean, we've got to make it so that they're all going to go out of business, just like Stephen Colbert. That's why I keep saying cut the cord. That's really the important thing, is to cut the cord. They couldn't pay what Anderson Cooper. He is making $20 million a year. Colbert, it's not quite so much cable, but I think CBS makes some money on cable. The money that they get from the cable companies for selling the network programming. The less you have, the more you're off the media grid, the quicker these people are going to have to get real jobs. I'm Howie Carr.